I'm not getting into politics or anything like that, and I'm not dissing anybody or anything like that. But here's what it said. Mayor urges school board to reject church bid. And we were like, what? Like, what problem you got with us, man? Like, we're just this poor little church, you know? Mayor urges school board to reject church bid. And we were like, where is this coming from? And, of course, the article went through, and the mayor was looking for a business to come in, make the city more money, and he went about it the wrong way, I will say that, because he said a church is not the best thing for Circleville. People didn't like that, all right? So now, and I'm sharing this on a Sunday night, not necessarily live stream, but now it's us, little Circleville campus, only been around for a few months, versus the mayor, okay? And so we're like, well, what are we going to do? They're going to bring this before the school board, and the school board's going to vote. They're going to vote. Well, we've walked by faith so far. Let's keep walking by faith. Remember, the Holy Spirit works through us, not for us. That doesn't mean we were just going to say, throw our hands up. Well, however it goes, I guess. No, we went out. We had some petitions. We had folks out. Brother Justin mentioned Rich Olson in the hospital right now. Pray for Brother Rich. But I remember he stood outside of Walmart as people were coming in. Will you sign a petition that says the school board should accept the church's bid, you know? And we went around, and I don't know how many, 500 signatures, something like that. We just wanted to provide something that said, hey, we're not the only one who feels like you should accept this bid. So we show up to the school board meeting. We all have these green shirts, these green lighthouse shirts. And we walk in, and it's the mayor and his posse that are there, all right? And then it's us, and there are about 60 to 70 green-shirted people that are overcrowding this room. We are lining the walls. It's standing room only, okay? Pastor Ryan had a vacation scheduled for that week, and I was like, so you're going to reschedule that, right? Or he's like, no, I'm going. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to write a sermon, and you preach the sermon. Now, before I got a chance to speak, of course, the mayor got up. He urged them, reject the bid. This is, we need a business here to make the city more money and taxes and so on and so forth. And then our folks got a chance to speak. And we had a few of our men. Brother Jerry Kern was one of those guys. And they buttered him up for me, all right? And I got up and I preached the sermon. And I tell you what, I mean, pulled at heartstrings. We handed out photos of Vacation Bible School and those smiling faces and the different ministries we had been able to be a part of since coming to Circleville and preach the message. The people on the school board are weeping by the time all of our folks get done talking, and then they voted to accept or reject the bid. Accept, unanimous across the board, LBC gets the property. And we said, I mean, our people, it was kind of quick the way they announced it, and we were kind of looking around like, is that it? Did we get it? Is that it? And then everyone starts going like, yeah, you know. And maybe it was the Lord, but I don't know why I remember this, but Uriah, who was, well, he was 4 years old at the time. Uriah probably doesn't remember this. I forgot you were in here, buddy. Walked up to the mayor. He had no idea who the mayor was. And just gave him the biggest hug. Just wrapped around him and hugged him. He's like, who's this kid? And I'm like, get back. You know, we weren't gloating in any way at all. But maybe he needed that at the time. And the Lord gave us that building. Lord used that building tremendously, and that's where we started laying the grassroots of the church, and we had that school building for a few years. It was there at that building while we had that building. I went away to junior high church camp. Remember Real Camp I told you guys about, the t-shirt a few weeks ago? I went to Real Camp to help serve at Real Camp. There's a pastor there. He was the recently appointed pastor of Bible Baptist Church in Wilmington, Ohio, that Pastor Kelly McInerney started, by the name of Josh Dixon. Pastor Josh Dixon went to school here, college at Circleville Bible College is what it used to be called, and that's where he was. And years ago, he and Pastor Ryan and Pastor Josh Dixon had talked about, hey, we'll go out, I'll start a church in Chillicothe, you plant a church in Circleville. And that was sort of what the Lord had maybe laid on their heart at the time. Well, Pastor Ryan did go to Chillicothe, and then he teases Pastor Josh that he didn't keep his end of the bargain. He stayed in Wilmington. However, fast forward, and now Pastor Josh is preaching at Real Camp. I'm a worker at Real Camp. I'm not supposed to get anything out of the messages because I'm just working there, all right? It's not like I'm one of the teens. And he preached on Isaiah 6:8, here I am, Lord, send me, surrender. And I knew, I went to the altar, and I knew that God was calling us to plant the church here in Circleville, to no longer be a campus. And all along the way, Pastor Ryan had asked, are you sure you just don't want to plant this? Just want to take this, run with this? You can, in no pride at all on his part, it's yours. If you can, you can have it, you know? And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I feel really comfortable where I'm at, you know? I get to, like, be the campus pastor and get to see everything the Lord's doing, but all the pressure's on you, Pastor Ryan, and the buck stops, not with me. I'm passing the buck right to you, preacher. And something came up. I'm like, preacher, what are you going to do about this? You tell me what to do and I'll do it. And I remembered at that camp that I had really said yes to God throughout the entirety of my life since salvation. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Until it came to this, and I said no. And the Lord got a hold of my heart. I walked to that altar, and I said, God, I'll go if that's where you'll send me. And I remember calling Sierra, and I said, honey, I got some important news to share with you when I get home. And she was already there. It seems like I'm always catching up to her faith, all right? She was already there, and it was a step of faith. Being on staff full-time at a thriving ministry to now setting out on your own, independent church, don't have the campus to sort of, hey, we need a little bit of money down here, you know, come on, what do you think? And we stepped out in faith. It was. We walked by faith, not by sight. That was July of 2016. In October of 2016, things were headed in the direction of planning the church. Pastor Ryan said, hey, you need to take over the finances and run the books for the Circleville campus and pay what we owe through the offerings of Circleville. If this thing's going to run on its own, we need to know you're not taking from mama, you know, anymore, but can Circleville support itself? That was October of 2016. In November of 2016, I couldn't cash my paycheck. We were out of money. And which thinking, Brother Jerry reminded me about this the other day. From in 2016, I can't cash my paycheck to today with no debt and over $1 million in the bank. That's God. But we have to take that step of faith. And so we did. I remember getting up and having a conversation with the congregation that Sunday and just saying, hey, if we want this, we got to own this. And from that Sunday, I'm not saying things haven't been tight at times, but the Lord has continued to provide for us to today, to be where we're at now. It's been absolutely amazing. March 2017, the church chartered. We started LVC Circleville, the official planting, you know, we began as our own independent church. And the Lord worked in many different ways. We saw attendance records, and there were some lows and some highs. Honestly, about a year after we planted the church, kind of the honeymoon phase was over, and we had some struggles as a church. And yet God was faithful throughout all of that. I thought we had kind of turned a corner. I remember standing in the back of the sanctuary. It was December. I remember standing back there thinking, like, man, things are really going good. If we just keep going, like things keep growing, this is going great. That Wednesday, I shared this story the other, I think it was in Sunday school, I won't belabor it, but the boiler caught fire. The boiler, we have no heat in a 28,000 square foot block building. We're in trouble. It's December, okay? And we're talking 30, 40 degrees outside. People start coming to church literally in toboggans and coats and gloves and scarves out there. Open your Bibles. They're like, we can't turn. We have gloves on, you know, shivering. We got space heaters stringing everywhere with all kinds of extension cords going to the nursery. The teens, they were freezing. They're frozen, all right? There's nothing we can do about it, okay? Just hold on. Snuggle close, okay? But for the kids, the babies, you know, we had some space heaters going in there. We're tripping breakers. We're trying to figure out what to do, and there's some awesome details there. But there, I got a phone call in return, just to speed things up here. I don't want to take all night, but like I said, if we talked about everything, we wouldn't have time. I reached out to the owner of this building. Hey, can we rent your building? We don't have any heat. Just while we figure out what to do with our boiler. And the owner said, no, we're trying to sell it. It'd be kind of tough if we have people in there all the time. I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense. All good. Thanks. That was it. Conversation over. I got a text message. Here, I'll read it to you. A text message a few days later. This was from the gentleman that, the owner of this building, who said, no, we can't do that. And he reached out and he texted me a few days later. And it was something that when he first texted me, my response was like, no. I just immediately, like without even, oh, ye of little faith, without even praying about it, I was just like, nah, that won't work. That's basically what I said. And he said, hey, kind of random question. I know it's not apples to apples, but would you be willing to trade buildings? And we would, you know, give some funds on top of that. And I was like, eh, that's not something we would do at this time. He was like, okay, just checking. And then I was like, well, maybe I should ask God, right? The spiritual giant that I am. I'll pray about this. I prayed, talking, even just getting counsel from different mentors. And the thought was, well, let's go check this out. I called Pastor Ryan up. We went and we came here in this building and looked at this building. And as we walked through this building, I remember I walked through and I was thinking, Lord, if they would buy our building and we would buy their building, if they would give us some, because he kind of mentioned some funds on top. And I thought, if they would give us some additional money, I know this is smaller, the location's not as good, but maybe it would be worth our while to come here. And I remember I put in my phone, if they would give us, like, I don't know, $135,000, maybe, like, it would make sense. So we walked through the building praying about it. The owner gets back with us, and he's like, how about we buy your building, you buy our building for, like, the same price, and then we give you, like, $135,000 on top of that. And I was like, why didn't I pray for more? You know, that was my first thought. Oh, man. Sierra reminded me, like, you know, God gave you what you asked for. Aren't you thankful? And I'm like, I know. Sorry. Thank you, Lord. Why didn't you pray for more? You know? Oh, ye of little faith. And we walk by faith, not by sight. Well, this is a little scary because we got a prime location down here. We got a big old building right by McDonald's. They're putting an access road in right by Walmart. Like, people see us here. Now we're going over this hill. A couple churches have been in here, And now there's no church in there. Walked by faith, not by sight. Felt at peace. Brought it to the congregation. I preached the North Court announcement. And showed pictures, kind of like today. Showed pictures. Now, there were some who already knew what this place looked like, but coming from that old school building, just hearing the audible reaction as people were like, ooh, ah. You know, we're used to little elementary school toilets and lockers and block, and it's either really hot or really cold in there, and now our boilers caught fire. And so we announced it a month later. So that was December 12th, our boiler caught fire. January 13th, a month later, we were in this building. It was a Sunday, voting by ballot whether or not to purchase this building, sell our building, and so on and so forth. That day, that Sunday, it snowed all night. The night before, it snowed. And we're coming in here. You think like, oh, it's gravel parking lot. It's kind of tough now when it snows. There was no parking lot. There was a little bit out front, and that was it. None of this on the side, nothing in the back, just dirt. And it snowed and snowed. And the next morning, the Saturday night, we're like, we're about to vote on this huge decision, and nobody's going to come because everyone snowed in. So we actually canceled the morning service and postponed until the evening so that we could vote. We would have voted in the morning, but we thought nobody would have been there. And I remember being out here, and there were a few of us guys just shoveling snow and trying to make a hole for people to get into. And we got in, we voted, 100% unanimous decision. Let's sell, let's buy, let's move here. A month. God works really fast, doesn't he? The Lord has continued to bless. That was January 2019. We've taken steps of faith, changed around some of our services, added these things called discipleship groups. I feel like the Lord's used that a little bit in our church. But it was a step of faith. Then like 2020 came and we were feeling pretty good. And then something happened. Maybe you heard of it. It's called COVID. And now I'm like, uh-oh. That's a whole nother story for a different time, all right? But we closed for, I think it was about 4 weeks, and then people just started, like, coming back. We didn't know what to, I just being honest, as a pastor, I didn't know what to do. Like, here I am, I'm just a young preacher, and there's a global pandemic, and this is the end of the world. Everybody from our governor to people in power saying churches close down. Now, we never had to. A lot of people didn't know that. But we temporarily live streamed for like 4 weeks, and then people just started showing up. We're like, we're just going to have service. I don't know. Whoever comes, and we kept live streaming ever since. And we did that. But through that time, there's a lot of, questions, just churches in general. Like, are we going to be able to pay the bills? Like, and something incredible happened. I can't explain it, but the giving went up when we closed down. I don't know why, other than the Lord. It went up, and it kept going up. And then we started meeting again, and quickly attendance shot right back up to where it was, and then it went higher than what it was, and then higher, and then higher, and it kept climbing to the point where about a year and a half later, November of 2021, we had to split to two services. That was a step of faith. It felt good, everybody being together. What if we start a second service and like nobody comes to the early service, and it's just like me and the sound guys and the praise team in here, and I'm preaching to them a warm-up message. It's funny, this morning we had more in the early service than we did the late service. And it's a step of faith. We've rented tents. That was a step of faith. We're just going to put it outside, I guess. And that was May of 2021, and we rented our first tent, had service outside, record attendance, five people saved. September 2021, we paid off the building, debt-free, stood in the front with the leadership and burned the mortgage. That was a step of faith. October 2022, Fall Family Day outside, first time we ever hit over 300 people. Step of faith. And since that time, we've continued to grow and grow and grow. Now I'm leaving out a lot of stuff. Over that period of nearly 10 years, from March of 2014, when we began as a campus, to now, 2024, there have been a host of people whose lives have been eternally changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Something that wasn't even conceived in our minds, and now it's here. And not only is it here, but by God's grace, the work is thriving. And then we're able to even talk about something like this. Folks, this is a step of faith. $3.75 million. I think we owed about $180,000 on this building when we came in. A little bit different. But we walk by faith and not by sight. And all along the way, the Lord has been there providing, watching over, and meeting our every need. Why do I share all this tonight? Well, next Sunday's a pretty important Sunday. And from on paper or earthly perspective, it does make sense. But at the end of the day, there is a God factor to all of this. And eventually, every decision we make can't be a comfortable decision. And I think back in my own life at some of these amazing steps. Oh, fearful steps. Starting a campus, surrendering to ministry, surrendering to plant the church, planning the church, selling our building, moving here. When's the last time that we were made uncomfortable? Because we've been really comfortable here. And I don't mean that in a bad way or a scolding way. But we got it made. Church is booming. People joining. People getting saved. Lots of money in the bank. No debt. The Lord's working. This is a little uncomfortable. But as God has provided in the past, I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, He will continue to provide for this church. As we put Him first and we honor and we glorify His name, He will bless our faith. We don't walk by sight, amen? We walk by what? Faith. Let's pray. God, thank You for Your goodness to us. To recount it all would take more than a lifetime. All eternity, God, we will sing Your praises and the goodness of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and what He's done in our lives. Thank You, Lord, for these small reminders of how You've been with us all along the way. And God, as we look back and we see Your faithfulness, let us not fear. Lord, let us not doubt. You have never failed us yet. And Lord, You won't start now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.